Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Time is short to finish the job. If both sides embrace bipartisanship, a shutdown will be avoided. If the hard right is given a license to run the show, a shutdown is almost inevitable.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a House GOP short-term spending plan reads like a hard right screed. It would keep the government open an extra month with defense and veterans affairs at current levels, but would cut all other discretionary spending by 8%. The plan doesn't boost disaster relief or Ukraine aid, which Schumer calls an insult to Ukraine and a gift to Putin, days before Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is to visit Capitol Hill. Several House Republicans have made it clear they aren't in favor either, which makes it hard for Speaker Kevin McCarthy to stop a shutdown in less than 2 weeks.
It's a good thing I love a challenge. So every day is going to be a challenge. We got a long week. We're not September 30th yet.
Senate Appropriations Chair Patty Murray is moving to suspend the rules to circumvent Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson's objection to bundling three fiscal measures.
We, Madam President, cannot let a few senators toss out months of hard work to move us closer to regular order and abandon an overwhelmingly bipartisan effort to do something as basic as funding our government.
Murray wants to vote on funds for agriculture and transportation at the same time as funding for military construction and the Department of Veterans Affairs. The vote to suspend the rules is scheduled later this week. Some California Democrats want to keep former President Donald Trump off the state's March 5th primary ballot, arguing he's ineligible after inciting an insurrection. Four other states are looking at similar moves. Democratic Virginia Representative Jennifer Wexton says she'll finish out her term but not seek re-election due to health concerns. Observers describe her district as up for grabs. Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is not a fan of Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman wearing his trademark shorts and hoodies in the Capitol. DeSantis is critical of the Senate's new relaxed dress code.
We need to be lifting up our standards in this country, not dumbing down our standards in this country.
Although senators can be more informal, staff will still have to wear business clothes. Today's National Voter Registration Day. Data from the census shows while registration rose 2 percentage points in the 2022 election cycle, nearly a third of eligible Americans are still not registered. Paula Bowman is with the League of Women Voters of Michigan.
Well, can't participate in your democracy in terms of elections unless you vote. Even though in Michigan, you can vote up through Election Day, we want to help people avoid that hassle.
Finally, new estimates project that the human population will peak in 40 to 60 years. Demographers in Vienna and the University of Washington say we'll hit about 10 billion, but fall from there. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.